Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, everyone. My name is Erica Moskow. I'm a local performer and event planner.
There we go. So what are we talking about today? Because event planner, everything, you got tons of stuff on the go. You're a comedian as well. Like, you do a lot of different things. I've seen you in a mascot costume. Like,
yes.
You are a jack of all trades. You're a Renaissance woman.
Thank you. Yeah, I wear a lot of hats. Currently, my two big events I have coming up is on May 6th. I have my Mother's Day comedy show.
Okay.
This is year number 7.
I mean, oh.
Minus 2 COVID years.
Yes. Okay.
But
okay.
Still.
Yeah.
A lot of mom jokes. If you have a mom, so everybody, or yeah. You are a mom.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of husbands that come out as well.
Okay.
And have really enjoyed themselves. This year I'm really excited for it because I'm focusing on what I can delegate or hand off, and then coming in at the end of the show to do a solid 30, 45 minutes of comedy, where
wow.
Previous years I've kind of hosted and been a part of the show throughout. And one of the pieces of feedback I got was, that was great, but we want more of you, which is very flattering.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have Jennifer Vardy this year hosting.
Yeah.
We got Taylor Mallett on, Momosaurus, Mel Hargrove, Jenna Huber, two new female comedians to town, Jasmine and Adriana. Oh my goodness. Andrea. She's that new. She's really good though.
Okay.
Side note to that. Fort McMurray is amazing for most comedy scenes.
Mm.
Majority of the comedians are men.
Okay, wait. Me and Tanner were having a discussion about this right before, like, you came in. And you correct us if I'm wrong, because I haven't spent enough time, like, going to the comedy shows in Fort McMurray. But I find, and I feel, maybe you guys are just, like, more vocal or better at promoting yourself. But I find the comedy scene in Fort McMurray is predominantly women.
It is. That's totally
okay.
Okay. It's mostly women.
Yeah.
Like
I, maybe there's... There's one guy that I kind of know that does comedy, and he doesn't do it like regularly, I would say.
No. It's most.
Why is that? Like, do you think? Because it's not like traditionally, it's not a female dominated industry.
I don't have a factual answer.
Yeah, well,
joke of an answer is it's the dating scene up here.
Okay.
If you're going to date in Fort McMurray as a woman, you need a sense of humor.
Okay.
So.
I love it.
That's
okay.
Possibly it.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, we were literally just chatting about it downstairs before you came up. I was like, you know what? Like, the female comedy scene in Fort McMurray is strong. And now you're telling me there's two more that have started. I'm like, that's fascinating to me.
I love the scene here. Yeah. I was on Funniest Person with a Day Job a few years ago down in Edmonton.
Okay.
And Rick Bronson, who owns the comedy strip there.
Yeah.
And he owns a few other comedy clubs like down on LA, pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And at the end of my set, I was talking to him and he's like, wow, you did a really good job in spite of being from Fort McMurray. And
yeah.
I should have taken the opportunity in the network,
yes,
but
right.
I can't help myself. Years of selling Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, Fort McMurray is a great community, and I wouldn't want to do comedy anywhere else. And,
yeah.
And he was like, okay. And that was...
So, speaking of that, though, like, because I know a little bit about comedy, like, how the heck did you work on 30 minutes of material like in Fort McMurray? Like, do you go out elsewhere and like work on the material and come back, or are you primarily just do? Because when you're working on the material, like, you're gonna have a lot of the same audience members there, so they're gonna, if you were primarily here all the time, so they would see the evolution, which is cool. But like, you might want to like bounce it off some other people. Like, 30 minutes is a lot of material.
Yeah. Great question. The whole reason I started doing comedy shows here is to create stage time, because if I didn't create stage time,
where would you get it?
There's nowhere to perform.
Yeah.
And I do my comedy a little non-traditional.
Okay.
In that, if you were an aspiring comedian in another city, a lot of the times they teach you to work on the same 3 minutes, then the same 5 minutes, and then you just grow the exact same set.
Right.
My background history is pretty heavy in improv.
Okay.
And for me personally, I find the right percentage is like 60-40. So I try to have maybe 60% is stuff I've done before, stuff that I'm comfortable with, and 40% of it is new or improvised
crowd work.
Yeah. So if I if I have a joke that I've really like, this is how I'm going to do it, it doesn't hit as well as if I give myself some flexibility to be fluid or to move around.
Right.
One of the things I try to remind myself, I've had this, you know, I find the concern of overtelling a joke usually just sits with a comedian.
Okay.
Because I've heard the joke 100,000 times in my head.
Okay.
You, as someone coming out to my show, even if you've been out a lot, maybe you've only heard it 5 or 6 times.
That's right.
And then there's that, I don't know not to use this word, but there's that classics element where then if I do a joke that is a crowd favorite and then say, don't do it.
Right.
People are like, hey, well, what about?
That's like Bert Kreischer. He's got to tell the machine story every time.
Yeah. We saw him in Edmonton. That's what he ended on. Yeah. Like, you have to.
He's got to tell the machine story.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. So are you want, well, let's just, before I jump on another question, I wanted to go see his concert so badly. How was his set?
He was amazing.
Yeah.
The audience was terrible.
Okay.
There were so many people like shouting from different places, just like, I want to be part of the show. Like, and my mom, for example, gets really, really nervous to go to comedy. Like, she will not come to my comedy.
Right.
Because she's like, she wants you to do well. And if you're not doing well, or she gets embarrassed easy.
Yeah, of course.
This, I felt like I got a taste of that. Because I had a lady behind me at the show, and the whole time she just was like, kept yelling things out. Yeah. And a few times he looked like right at me, and I'm like, no, it's not me. It's not me. Like,
that's right.
The lady behind me.
Yeah. Brutal.
So, I mean, and that might come from being a comedian. Like, I know how kind of you should not be doing that.
That's right.
But, you know, as an audience, they just wanted to be a part of it.
That's right. And because he is who he is, they figure like, hey. Yeah, there's Edmonton's been getting some great comedians come. Edmonton and Calgary over the last little bit. Like, Gaffigan was there. Schultz was there. Who else was there recently? I saw Seinfeld there, like, a few years ago. Like, a lot of comedians come up to Canada.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm not the best at knowing big-name comedians.
Okay.
I'm better at naming smaller Canadian comedians.
Interesting. How do you stay abreast with those comedians? Like, how do you find them?
On the internet.
Okay.
And when I do get a chance to go travel, like Paul Roblauskas.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of him. No. He's out of Manitoba. Okay. He's in so many things. He just did a Crave special called Uncle. Okay. He's on a show. Oh my goodness. I believe it's on CBC. Of course I'm drawing a blank, they're on the res in the show. It's mostly Indigenous actors and everything like that.
Okay.
And I just thought he was hilarious. He has a bit about he moved out of the city where there was gang issues, and then he moved on back to his res where now they have wolf issues. And he's comparing the two. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to bring you up.
Yeah.
And so I brought him up, and then once he got here, we started talking, and I realized he's got like a show coming out, and he's got specials coming out.
Yeah.
And he was so appreciative that I was willing to pay him and pay him well and bring him up. And I was willing to do all that before he made it, you know, made it bigger.
That's right.
I won't forget that. And he actually just did a spot with Joe Coy for Just for Laughs.
Okay.
So now I'm watching and I'm like, get all these massive,
yeah,
you know, massive bookings and everything. And I was like, oh, like, I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn. You know, I'm a talented comedian, but I'm also really good at spotting talent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Renee Manners, another local comedian.
Hilarious.
I harassed her for a year to do comedy before I convinced her to go up and try an open mic.
Yeah.
And she killed it.
Yeah, she's very good. Renee's been on the show a few times, and I know Renee, obviously, from the community. And I was terrified to go see her because I love comedy. And I was just like, I hope she's funny. And so, like, I didn't go see her for, like, 3-4 years just because I didn't want to hurt feelings. And I went to see her finally, and she did a show, and she was hilarious. And I was able to be like, you're really good. Like, and I'm glad I'm able to say, because if she wasn't, I would have felt like it wasn't, like, I didn't want to say, like, it wasn't my cup of tea or, like, oh, like, you know what I mean? But she just murdered. It was so good to see. She's really good.
One of the first performances I did up here back in, like, 2014, I had a lot of friends come up.
Yeah.
And they said the same thing. Oh, thank God you were funny.
Yeah.
I was so worried you weren't going to be funny and then I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, I know there's a scene here and I know, you, like, you put on things, but I'm very hesitant to come to a lot of this stuff because I want to be supportive to everybody that does their thing. And especially, like, in a northern community, we're small, you want to support everybody. And so I'd rather, like, bring shine to what you're doing than show up and be like, oh, like, I don't want to be a hater if you, like, because I know how hard it is to put yourself out there, you know? So anyways, I went to her comedy show and I was like, man, fantastic, fantastic.
So, yeah. You also got to know your branding.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, I've done one of the shows I've done that I probably get the most recognition for when I'm chatting with people was like a small business show. And I was booked last minute. I did ask a question, how dirty can I go? What's the rating?
That's right.
And I was told just to go for it. And I was like, I'm pretty vulgar.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you're fine. You're fine. So like half of the audience loved it and half of it was like,
yeah, too much.
Not liking it.
Right.
But when I've done cleaner shows, then I get the people that do really like me and be like, well, where was all the good stuff?
That's right. You gotta be true to yourself.
I have done cleaner sets before. A big push into comedy. Well, a big push into comedy for me was Stand Up for Mental Health.
Okay.
When Some Other Solutions was doing it. Right. And it was talking about mental health issues that each comedian or person performing comedy on the show had or was dealing with and normalizing talking about mental health.
Right.
So when I do something like that on a topic that's important, like, I did a clean set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said you had two events.
Yes.
What's the second event?
May.
I know I get people totally off topic here.
No, I love it. Yeah. May 28th, I'm bringing up Splash and Boots.
What's that mean?
They are a kids' performance show. So they're on Treehouse. They have like 14 albums out. They won a bunch of Junos. Okay. I joke, they're not the Wiggles.
Yeah.
But they're up there and they're like the best kids' performance group you can get that's not somebody in a mascot suit.
Okay.
So this has been like a year and a half in the making.
Nice.
End of 2021, we did the Littles Luncheon, and that was my first go at doing kind of like a kids' family event where I wasn't performing, I was just planning it.
Right.
That was inspired by just a couple moms saying that they were missing that opportunity to take their kids out and get pictures with Santa and stuff because of COVID issues.
Right.
And I was like, okay, it was important, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple moms saying like, well, would you ever bring up Splash and Boots? I had a request for it.
Okay.
So just started the process and
So where and when is this taking place?
May 28th at Center Fireplace.
Okay, cool. And so in an environment like that, because I've been to a few events there, how are you doing that? Are they going to sit in the stands? Is it on the floor? Like how does the stage work when in an arena like that?
Both. We'll have seating on the floor and seating in the stands.
Okay, cool.
All general admission.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of tailor those things off of what I want when I bring my kids. I mean, I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on what your kids are like. You know, it may not be beneficial to be on the floor. Maybe your kids want to be up in the stands and vice versa.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we get into those questions, we got to throw it to a sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end,
And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one stand-up comedian other than yourself you think everyone should see?
That's a tough question. I don't have an answer for just a blanket comedian that I would recommend. I feel like it's one of the great things about humor is that it's based on personal preference. My background's actually in marketing and communications, and I like comedy for the same reasons I like advertising, is that there's 1,000 ways to say the same message and one best way to say it to your intended audience. I could tell you a couple of my personal favorites.
Let's hear them.
They don't have the best track records. I used to listen to a lot of Bill Cosby.
What about Louis C.K.?
That's another one on my list. Love Louis C.K. Louis C.K. is an example to me where you could say anything if you say it the right way. Like
100%. How he leaned in to the controversy afterwards, like his set about like everybody has a thing.
Yeah.
And like, thank goodness people don't know your thing. And then he's unapologetic. And I was really good at my thing. And I'm just like, oh my Lord. He's like just, and it's hilarious though. He's hilarious. Anyways.
Yeah, no, yeah. He is really funny, and I find he says horrible things. Mm-hmm. But then he's also like this balding, redhead, fat guy that you're like, well, I kind of feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So he gets away with it.
That's right.
Right. Big fan of Margaret Cho. I've seen her live a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, and for local, like, smaller comedians, mm-hmm. Big fan of the Danger Cats. That's okay. Like... Brett Forte, Uncle Hack, and Sam Walker. Sam Walker, oh my goodness. He's one of those comedians that you have to like warn people about before you go. Like, hey, listen, he not for everybody. He's got a mullet. He tells these jokes that are just, they're on the fence of being like offensive, but yet pro-LGBTQ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, the way he dresses and delivers them, you hear him tell a joke, and people are like, that's offensive.
Yeah.
But, like, any queers in the audience are like, well, no, that's actually supportive or funny.
Right.
But he delivers it in a way where, like, the people that would... Anyways, I find, like... He's one of those guys where, like, no one will be laughing except, you know, my husband in the back with a horrible sense of humor, and he's dying. Like,
right, right.
Everyone's like, eh. So that's, there's a few comedians, like, in Alberta that are just, I think, are phenomenal and really making strides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Question number two. What is one moment you've had on stage that stands out to you the most?
The one time I was really badly heckled. So,
yeah, you gonna talk about it?
Yeah,
go for it. I want to hear the story.
It was a good example to me of improvising because I went up. I was really new, and I was like, "Hey, these are my jokes: A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D." And I got to B, and it's a bit of a raunchy joke, so I won't get into it. But I told the joke, and lady in the back stood up and yelled something at me.
Yeah,
we had a bit of a back and forth.
Yeah,
I won it. She sat down. And then I was, CD, and I was trying to get back onto CD.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that big of a thing. There wasn't a big crowd. It was just an amateur night. But it was a huge learning lesson where C and D are gone.
Yeah.
I'm now on T. You know what I mean? Like, I should have just focused on what the lady had thrown out. I should have just gone with it. So that really taught me about the improvising and that, like, it could have gone better if I just would have leaned into the heckle.
Right.
I also have learned, this one stands out for being heckled, trying to find the right way to deal with a heckler. Because if you're too aggressive or too mean, then you're the bad person.
Right.
So, like, my go-to is I like to aggressively hit on anybody that's heckling or talking.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not being mean. I'm hitting on you.
Yeah.
And then usually it makes us, like, oh, that guy in the green hat and the plaid jacket and beard talking through my set. Oh. And they're like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. And then they shut up.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Great. Love it.
Question number three. What is one thing you do when you try to make your children laugh?
Great question, bro.
That is a really good question. Well, they have two different sense of humor. My youngest loves anybody getting injured.
Classic,
right? He's very
physical humor.
Physical humor.
Yeah.
My son likes it when I commentate what my daughter, my youngest, is doing.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, I'm Evelyn. I'm just going to jump off this and hurt myself. Oh.
Yeah.
No, what? You don't want me climbing on the back of this? Why not? And he thinks that's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of doing comedy within Fort McMurray?
That Fort McMurray likes a dirty sense of humor.
Yeah.
We'll have comedians come up and they'll try very smart jokes.
Yeah.
They'll try to talk about Fort McMurray like they know. Like I suggested, I'm like, don't bring up everybody works on site. Don't, because there's been times I make those comments. And I'm like, no, everybody here just works a regular job and they're just out for the night.
Yeah.
I'm like, go dirty. And that's what Fort McMurray loves. I mean, I've done the same set in, say, Vancouver, and I get crickets. I'm like, you guys don't like sex jokes? What?
Yeah.
And your final question, if you could bring any comedian to Fort McMurray, who would it be?
Oh, that is a
head scratcher.
That is. They're so, well, I would love, I think Brett would do, Bert,
yeah.
Let's see this, how bad. Yeah. Bert would do really well. Mm-hmm. Or Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Again, Reach for the Stars. Mm-hmm. We do got a lot of Filipinos living here.
We do.
And
he would crush it.
He's also, I love his story because he really went his own route as well for doing comedy.
Yeah.
And those have been your five questions.
Yeah, he's really funny. He's amazing. There's one guy that I would love to see is Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a lot of material that's even online for you to see. Like, he has a lot of, like, his podcasts or when he goes on Joe Rogan or whatnot. So, and he's just, I think, hilarious, but he doesn't have a lot of stand-up online, I just hear he's really, really good stand-up as well. So, but you're right, Fort McMurray does like a dirty sense of humor. Like, I've seen a few comedians who try to be PC and try to, like, you know, like, I don't know, we're down for controversial humor up here, I find.
Like, I see it as, like, the crowds just want to relax.
That's right.
They don't want to think, they just want to have a good time.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So, got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
For tickets and upcoming events, fortmcmurrayevents.com. A lot of that are events that I'm involved with or other local event planners are putting on, or they're events that I would recommend that you go to.
There we go.
fortmcmurrayevents.com.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.